with grace. I'm so glad you're here to immerse yourself into God's Word and to open your heart to His lessons today so that the wisdom of God can move through you and into the lives of those around you and continue in generations to come. Welcome, welcome. Today's podcast is brought to you by Never Bands. These are medical freedom bracelets I created for adults and children. I teamed with a medical ID jewelry company in Texas so that you can equip yourself and your family against the unethical enforcement of the experimental COVID-19 injection, and they can also work for future injections or any other injections, no matter what situation you find yourselves in. By wearing these, we can band together to preserve medical freedom. Get yours today at www.neverbands.shop. It is also brought to you by the Move Forth brand. On my website, you can find tips on freedom, health, grace, and homeschooling tips as well, and ways that I might be helpful to you and your family. My website is www.move-forth.com. I'm reading from the Founders Bible. It is a new American Standard Bible that includes historical documents from the Founders era. Truly is an incredible Bible for you and for your family. And you can find one today at www.foundersbible.com. Well, today is day 6 in our Power of Words Proverbs series, and we will be reading today Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Very simple, very to the point. I guarantee you can think of a time where you were in an argument or misunderstanding with someone who you cared about very much, or it could have even been maybe someone in your workplace, something significant. And you can imagine either saying words to them that were harsh. Other translations use the word grievous. Or if you were said, if someone else said to you harsh words or grievous words, and how you reacted or responded, and how they reacted or responded, I bet you can absolutely go to a time where it just felt like back and forth of just terrible things to say in order to end a conversation, only to find out that it made both of you even more angry. Isn't that interesting when we truly think about it? Because yes, we hear the power of words. We hear words are so powerful. Yes, like we can say that. We can teach people about it, right? When we are looking in our Bible, or we can talk about it in Bible studies or whatever that may be. We can say that phrase, but truly, we can see it for ourselves, or we can recall it from our own lives, where we literally see that what we say can really make someone very angry. And so as we mature and as we grow spiritually, we can try to speak with self-control, with gentleness, with respect, right? Especially when it is concerning a matter of our heart. We want to speak so that the message can be heard, so that maybe a change can be made, and we don't want to stir up anger in someone else, because we know and we have felt how that feels when someone else has done that. And you know what's so interesting is that, and maybe, you know, as you're thinking about this time when this happened, it was like out of nowhere that you got so angry, right? Isn't that just interesting to think about? You know, like to truly just kind of like, wow. And you know what? I reacted so quickly. I couldn't even, you know, we couldn't even stop from speaking or stop from reacting, because it was like a lightning bolt or something, right? It's almost like this crash. And it's an unstoppable anger. And yes, like we regret those times and we don't want to place other people in that situation to create regret and suffering in their life too. So it's looking out, of course, for others rather than ourselves by choosing to speak gently. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, these Proverbs are so simple and so to the point, and we are not really that good with that. Isn't that interesting, Lord, that we just kind of are like, it can't be that easy. But you designed it as such so that we could actually understand it and that we could apply it, that we could change, that we could learn how to be in relationship with you and how to honor you in our life, no matter what we think is right or best or what we desire. Simple is best. And you know this for us. And so we thank you for giving us simple, to the point instructions. And we pray that we can make changes where we need to, moving forward with others. We pray that we can strive to speak gently rather than stirring up anger and causing more harm and hurt in others' lives and in our own. We pray for your guidance over our words, and we pray for just perseverance and self-control and discipline to change where we need to. We say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that concludes our episode for today. Thank you so much for being here. I truly hope that as you move forward in your life, when there are misunderstandings and there are possibilities to say things that could be hurtful and could create even more anger, that you choose gentleness. I look forward to being with you in the next episode. Take care.